The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-Aliyy al-Azim. Today is the first day of spring. It's Nowruz. I congratulate all who know and appreciate Nowruz. May this be a very blessed year for all of you and all mankind, inshallah. I thought I should continue our reflections on the sermon of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to help us to understand what to expect from the months of Ramadan. We reach this point. وَذْكُرُوا بِجُوعِكُمْ وَعَتَشَكُمْ فِي جُوعَ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَعَتَشَهُ. One of the functions of the month of Ramadan is to be able to distance ourselves at least for a month from dunya and work for our life in the hereafter, our eternal life, our real life. For example, when we become hungry or thirsty, we would realize that how important it is to make sure that on the day of judgment we will not remain hungry or thirsty. Now we have maybe access to food and water. Unfortunately, some people, they don't have access to food, they don't have access to water. May Allah inshallah grant them adequate resources. But most of people maybe are able to afford, but we don't have permission during the day. We don't have permission to eat or drink. On the day of judgment, permissions are very much important, and they are not legislative, they are takwini. In the sense that when you don't have permission to eat, it's impossible to eat. When you don't have permission to drink, it's impossible to drink. لا يؤذنوا لهم فيعتذرون. They are not permitted to bring excuses. In dunya is legislative. Maybe someone, نعوذ بالله, disregards command of Allah and eats in the month of Ramadan or drinks. There's no permission. But this type of permission is legislative. Means Allah asks us to do or not to do certain things, but He leaves it to us to choose whether we want to follow or not. We want to obey or disobey. But the day of judgment is takwin, is generative. There is no obligation or taklif in the sense that we have in dunya. Legislation is not for akhirah. So now we are advised not to eat and drink, to prepare ourselves for the time that we are not permitted and therefore we are not able to eat or drink. There's no way to bypass. You cannot ask anyone to help. You cannot ask anyone to replace you. So, one of the benefits of the month of Ramadan is to distance also from this busy worldly life and prepare for the main life, which many times gets neglected. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, with your hunger and thirst, remember the hunger and thirst on the day of judgment. وَتَصَدَّقُوا عَلَىٰ فُقَرَائِكُمْ وَمَسَاكِينَكُمْ. Give sadaqah to your poor ones, needy ones. If you have in family someone who is needy, that's the priority. If you have then outside family in the community, that's important, that's priority. Especially in your neighborhood, those who are closer and then those who are closer. But it has no limit. It includes all human beings. It includes even animals, even plants. Bring good to this world, starting with people who are nearer, because you know more about them, and for their honor and respect, it's better that if the family members look after their needs, then community members and then all people, and even if human beings are sorted out, we go to animals, we go to plants, etc. If no human being is dying out of hunger and thirst, then we should look after also other creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَوَقِّرُوا كِبَارَكُمْ. Honor the elderly members of family and community. Those who have spent their life in faith, those who have offered services to us and family, community, humanity. Now maybe they are physically weak. Maybe they are not able to work, but their services are not to be forgotten or underestimated. When you look at an old person who has been faithful, you should look at them as heroes. Who knows when we reach their age, we would be able to remain faithful. To have decades of life with taqwa, with iman, with charity, is a great achievement. We are all in a school and we have limited time to graduate. If time comes and you are not able to graduate, so you remain uneducated. And if you are graduate, then those who graduate or are closer to graduation, they are more advanced than us. So we salute them, we respect them, we honor them. If you see someone with old face or white beard or white hair, that's where you have opportunity to please Allah, to be kind to them, respectful to them. If you want wisdom, if you want advice, it's more likely to come from them. Unfortunately, in some cultures, people are respected based on productivity, and productivity is also based on finance and economy. But for us, productivity is to project light. And the older members are more expected to be sources of light. So Rasulullah says in the months of Ramadan, one of the things that you should try to do, and inshallah then learn for the rest of the life, is to honor and dignify those who are older. وَارْحَمُوا صِغَارَكُمْ, and be very merciful to your younger ones, to your children, for example, or children in the community, family in general. Children need a special kind of care. Elderly members need a special kind of respect and care. So for one, Rasulullah used وَقِّرُوا from تَوْقِيرُ, وَقَارُ means honor, dignity. For this one, use a rahm, kindness. Wasalu arhamakum. In the month of Ramadan, connect to your kinship. Visit them, give them call, send them gifts, whatever is expected from someone like you in that environment that you occur, you are there, you should do it. Alhamdulillah, we are now also approaching, you know, New Year holidays in Iran and some countries. And one of the good things in Iran for Nowruz, and maybe other countries who respect Nowruz, is Salaya Rahim. Everyone makes sure that they visit their family members, at least if it is once, these days they try to do it. If it's more, this would be one of them.
Dear listeners of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, you can follow this program entitled Minbar every day in the month of Ramadan. If you have any suggestion, you can send us your email at englishradio@irib.ir.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, 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 ya Habib. Ramadan, Ramadan, ليتك دوما